The Crowds. Surah Az-Zumar. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on calling towards oneness of Allah and sincerity, rejecting idolatry, and the outcome of everyone in the afterlife.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم.
Explanation. Verse number 1. The revelation of the Quran is from Allah, the Mighty, whom nobody can overpower, the wise in his creating, planning, and legislating. It is not revealed from anyone besides him.
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ فَاعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ.
Verse number 2. O Messenger, I revealed the Quran to you, which comprises the truth. So all of its news are true, and all of its rulings are just. So worship Allah, declaring him to be one, directing all of your acts of worship to only him.
أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصُ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَا هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ.
Verse number 3. Definitely, for Allah is the religion pure of impurities, and those who have taken friends besides Allah, such as idols, which they worship besides Allah, presenting an excuse for worshipping them by saying, "We do not worship these, except so that they bring us closer to Allah in status, present our needs to Him, and intercede on our behalf with Him." Allah will decide between the monotheist believers and the disbelievers who associate partners with Allah on the Day of Judgment regarding the oneness of Allah they used to differ in. Allah does not place guidance in the hearts of those who lie against Allah by attributing an associate with him, and who denies Allah's favors upon him.
لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا لاصطفى مما يخلق ما يشاء سبحانه هو الله الواحد القهار.
Verse number 4. If Allah wanted to take a son, as the idolaters claim, and Allah is far above from what they say, He would have chosen whom He wants from His creation and taken him as a child. Pure and exalted is He from what these idolaters say. He is one in His essence, attributes and actions, having no partner in them, subduer of all His creation.
خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق يكور الليل على النهار ويكور النهار على الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ألا هو العزيز الغفار.
Verse number 5. He created the heavens, and He created the earth, with complete wisdom, not in vain as the unjust say. He enters the night into the day, and the day into the night. So when one of them comes, the other disappears. And He has made the sun and the moon subservient, each one orbits to a fixed time, which is the end of this life. Definitely, He is the Mighty who takes retribution from His enemies, and nobody can overpower Him, forgiving of the sins of His servants who repent. Beneficial points. Faith, good deeds, Allah's names and attributes are the only means a person may use to draw closer to Allah.
خلقكم من نفس واحدة ثم جعل منها زوجها وأنزل لكم من الأنعام ثمانية أزواج يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأنى تصرفون.
Verse number 6. O people, your Lord created you from one soul, which is Adam, then he created from Adam, his wife Hawa, and he created for you, eight kinds of animal, for your benefit, from camels, cows, sheep and goats, from each type the male and the female. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers, stage after stage, in the darkness of the stomach, womb, and placenta. He who creates all of that is Allah your Lord. To him alone belongs the kingdom. There is no true Allah besides him. So how do you turn from his worship to worshipping those who create nothing but are created?
إن تكفروا فإن الله غني عنكم ولا يرضى لعباده الكفر وإن تشكروا يرضه لكم ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون إنه عليم بذات الصدور.
Verse number 7. O people, if you disbelieve in your Lord, then Allah is self-sufficient and in no need of your faith. Your disbelief does not harm him. The harm of your disbelief only returns back to you, and he is not pleased for his servants to disbelieve in him, nor does he order them to disbelieve, because Allah does not order indecency and wrong. And if you thank Allah for his favors and believe in him, he will be pleased with your gratitude and reward you for it. And no soul will carry the sin of another soul, but every soul will be held back by its own deeds. Then to your Lord alone is your return on the Day of Judgment. Then he will inform you of what you used to do in the world and reward you for your actions. He is knowing of what is in the hearts of his servants. Nothing of what is in them is hidden from him.
وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَا رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلَهُ نِعْمَةً مِّنْهُ نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ مِن قَبْلُ ثم إذا خوله نعمة منه نسي ما كان يدعو إليه من قبل وجعل لله أندادا ليضل عن سبيله قل تمتع بكفرك قليلا إنك من أصحاب النار.
Verse number 8. And when the disbeliever is afflicted by difficulty, such as illness, loss of wealth, or fear of drowning, he calls upon his Lord to remove the difficulty which is upon him, turning to him alone. Then when he grants him a favor, by removing the difficulty which afflicted him, he leaves whom he used to beseech before, which is Allah, and he makes for Allah associates, which he worships besides him. O Messenger! Say to one whose condition this is, enjoy your disbelief for as long as you live, which is a short time, as you are amongst the people of the fire, who will be inseparable from it on the Day of Judgment, like a companion is inseparable from his companion.
أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب.
Verse number 9. Is one who is obedient to Allah, spending the time at night, in prostration to his Lord and standing for him, fearing the punishment of the afterlife and hoping in the mercy of his Lord better, or that disbeliever who worships Allah in hardship, but disbelieves in him in ease and ascribes partners with him? O Messenger, say, are those who know what Allah has made obligatory upon them due to their understanding of Allah and those who do not know any of this equal? Only people of sound intelligence recognize the difference between the two.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
Verse number 10. O Messenger, say to my servants, who have faith in me and my messengers, be mindful of your Lord by carrying out his commands and refraining from his prohibitions. For those amongst you who did good actions in the world is good in this world through divine assistance, health and provision, and in the afterlife through paradise, and the land of Allah is vast. So migrate therein until you find a place in which you can worship Allah without anything stopping you. The patient will be given the reward on the Day of Judgment without any counting or limit, due to its abundance and different types. Beneficial points. 1. Allah looks after the human in the mother's womb. 2. Allah is self-sufficient, no one can benefit him, and he is pleased with those who are grateful to him. 3. The disbeliever recognizing Allah in hardship and abandoning him in ease is a proof of his state of disorder and confusion. 4. Fear and hope are qualities of the people of faith. 5. A sinful disbeliever and an obedient believer are not the same.